Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Matt Day. Amazon is disabling a feature that lets people with Ring doorbells share video footage with law enforcement agencies. Matt, let's start off with having you tell us about the change in policy and what Amazon's going to do now.
Yeah, so until next week, people who own Ring doorbell cams or video cams, they can use an app called Neighbors. And, you know, say your local police department's looking for somebody, they know, you know, you've got a camera around. They can publicly post on that Neighbors app saying, hey, listen, if you've got some footage, hand it over. Beginning middle of next week, that will no longer be possible. And, you know, police agencies, other law enforcement that want to seek this kind of footage from Amazon Ring users, they're going to have to get a warrant for it.
So what's behind that?
So Ring has taken a lot of heat for a lot of years from civil liberties groups. You know, a lot of them, frankly, just object to the whole idea of an internet-connected doorbell cam. You know, we've all seen these things proliferate in neighborhoods, and the worry from civil liberties folks is that this just, you know, enables turnkey surveillance. They've worried that Amazon's Ring is too close to police departments. So there's been a lot of pressure on Amazon and on Amazon's Ring to change course here and to not allow police departments to go request this kind of data directly from users.
Does it make it more difficult for someone if they want to share that video with the police?
Hypothetically, not at all, and that's something that civil liberties advocates are pointing out this morning. You know, hypothetically, if somebody knocks on your door, they could still, you know, get your video just saying you have a camera out there. That doesn't change at all. But as far as kind of the broader ability of police departments to reach, you know, thousands of users potentially at once with just a few clicks, this definitely makes that harder.
So, but you can say, hey, wait, I might have that here. I have it, you know. It just seems like it's another step for somebody who wants to be a good Samaritan to get the information to law enforcement.
Yep, exactly right. And to be clear, there's another carve-out we should mention, that if there isn't some kind of an ongoing emergency, there is a provision for, you know, law enforcement to request that footage on an emergency basis. It's unclear exactly how that's defined, but if there's something in progress that's real hairy, you know, hypothetically, they will still be able to request footage from folks.
Now, Ring isn't the only one that is providing video service at doorbells. I mean, a lot of people have, surveillance cameras, and, you know, it's been really convenient, like you pointed out. So what about those people?
They've got mixes of policies, but I think what we're seeing is kind of an industry standard developing where, you know, the civil liberties best practitioners would urge that companies basically only turn things over once there's some kind of a signed document, ideally a warrant, but some other sort of probable cause. That's definitely on the wish list. I think with Amazon kind of caving on this instance, you're starting to see that kind of fall in line.
And is this going to satisfy the privacy concerns of the civil liberty groups?
You know, until the doorbells are turned off and disabled and disconnected from the internet, I'm not sure. I'm fairly certain they will still critique just the existence of it, you know. But this has definitely been a long time coming, and the folks who have been raising concerns are you know, hailing Amazon's move, saying this is a step in the right direction for sure.
And will Amazon sit there and say, okay, well, we're going to do this, and then they're going to find something else wrong with Ring?
Oh, certainly. Amazon would say they take their share of heat for stuff like this that's undeserved. They say they've made a lot of improvements in their privacy practices and their devices group. It's definitely something that they sort of publicly consider now in a way they didn't, you know, back when they bought Ring, when Ring was just a startup back in 2018. So they would say they've made a whole lot of progress.
That is Bloomberg's Matt Day. Thanks very much for the reporting. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune into Bloomberg TV at 2 p.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.